Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. We will try to exert a little bit of time for you to take your coat off, maybe drink a little bit of herbal tea. We're going to touch up on some topics that we were talking about on the middle portion of this week. You know, we had a conversation about blackface and also about talking about how kids were being trained to see how they accepted racism with the doll experiment. Well, lately, or most recently, I had another conversation about black origin and about the origin of names. It was a conversation with a gentleman that I well know about their names and how they arrived. So I thought, what better to check my name first to see what's going on? Well, what I found to myself was very interesting. My first name, which is John, when I did the research, I found out it was of a Semitic origin. I was shocked. It had passed through, the name had passed through many of my generations, the first name. From great-great-grandfather, they always named the first man John John all the way up. So I looked it up to see if this was so. John is a common masculine given name in the English language of the Semitic origin. The name was derived from the Latin Lonis or Lonanis, which are a form of the Greek name, Lonanis, originally drawn from Hellenic Jews, transliterated from the Jew name of Yohanan. Over the years, I had learned another language. This also added knowledge. You know, it's, you know, sometimes you learn other languages, it gives you knowledge of other cultures. I had learned a Polish language from exposure to different jobs. So I found out my name in Polish is Janik. To let me know that when a name is given, even if it's when I'm pronounced in another language and it's pronounced different, the meaning does not change because now you know your name in another language. For instance, I'll give you a for instance. I say in English, John, how are you today? So in Polish, I'll say, Janik, jak idzie dzisiaj? So in the Bible, there are many name changes, some of which most people do not follow. We are taught that the blessing is in the name. And we find Yahweh that we often mention to you that are attending our program. It is the Hebrew name for God, revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai. This was a topic that was mentioned a couple of weeks ago by Brother Yadar Israel, defining the Texagrammaton, for those of you who took notes. We have to mention some topics over and over again, because a lot of people do not take notes. They do not take it to heed until they find the seriousness of our conversation. Well, going back to blacks, when they first were brought here to this country, the descendants of Esau had given them another name. Although they knew what their original name was, they were punished for not saying their new names that was given by their slave masters. Years later, as time changed and became more to present, then we started mentioning and looking at the blackface actors. It was mentioned before. It was not a surprise to during that time to hear the word coon, darky, boy, uncle, or the N-word. It was common during the Jim Crow times, as I had mentioned before. So if time passes again, the first time Mr. was ever heard to call a black man in a movie, it was shocking to many when they heard that. It was the movie Heat of the Night. It was a white officer that was told to say by Sidney Poitier, call me Mr. Tibbs. This is a serious matter. You know, even now, because people of stature, like this famous name, Megyn Kelly, out of NBC, she, after making a controversial comment about blackface, here we go again, blackface in Halloween costumes during an episode of her morning show. This was done Tuesday, October 2018. What was said, Megyn Kelly will not be returning, according to ABC's statement, next week at the 9 o'clock hour show. It will be hosted by another Today co-anchor. So during the 9 o'clock hour of the Today show, Kelly claimed that the blackface was acceptable in the contents of Halloween costume, saying it was okay. It was okay when I was a kid as long as you were dressing like a character. But the backlash was swift and even drew criticism from a longtime Today co-anchor, Al Roker, who said, while she apologized to the staff, she owes a bigger apology to the folks of color around the country. Because, as I mentioned before, this was an ongoing history back all the way in the 1830s when they first had started this. So all this is said to bring you back as a people, as described in the Bible. Surname yourself, not N-word, or use Superfly. The Bible says choose Israel. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We do not have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is today. Our class today is starting at, looks like, 7 o'clock. So we might be ending probably 9:30 or 10:30. On Saturday, the temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5, once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the wire, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Follow the same instructions as for previous use. As doing so, remember what we all told in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, possibly a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, you'll find True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects, related topics. We have a few numbers to also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, we usually say, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few Bible verses to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other comes from the book of James, looking at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man, a woman among you, seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But, as you might imagine, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Calling during a program announcement or causing some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthews, looking at chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, once again, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, as being said once before. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number, as I've mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26, as you'll find out what that means in just a moment. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45, sometimes a little later. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click Enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, one other note, we're in the process of making it possible for the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another day that we're talking about the word of Yahuwah. And nothing has changed except the information that we're giving you, which is a good thing. Those that come for Yahuwah's word, commend it, add unto it, only following by others casting the same words behind their back. Once again, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but as I've mentioned many times before, they're completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten. They're only one man or one woman. Seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what I said earlier about what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son answered, beheld them and said unto them, With men, this is impossible. But with Yahuwah, all things are possible. We have to know that reading the Bible and understanding it, no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because in the book of Matthew, it tells us also in chapter 24, verse 36. 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth. No man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So as we begin to understand the Bible, we know it tells us that a man and a woman are measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So when we're on this program, we're always trying to show you our works by the Bible. And we try to teach you that. That's why I said a teacher always has to show worthiness. Because a teacher that opens a door for his students, he has to walk through that same door himself. Because there's always those out there that ask you questions for learning. And they're pretty serious. A lot of people want to know about Yahuwah's word. And those that ask just to see if you know are trying to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say the teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching. And why? Because he already knows. Now, a teacher can possibly teach a good student, and a student possibly learning to share knowledge with others that he has learned. I even have to apply it. This applies to me, myself, when sharing knowledge. So, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 31, chapter 13, verse 7. 7 says, "Remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face following the end of their conversation." So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open so you can continue to learn. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
That's excellent, Tim. And I like that old cliche about the cavalry is on the way, and that's a good thing, because one man can only do so much, but I'll tell you one thing. We're going to give it all we got in just says Yahuwah. Excellent, Tim. Catch you on the second half. No doubt about it. All right. Excellent. So what we're going to do, we're going to open the lines up, and I'm going to get a person in. I'm going to be watching Brother Yah die as hard as I can. And when he says he's ready to go, I'm going to get back. But like I said again, this is top part of Saturday. And we all going to give our all and all. That's all we can give is our all. All right, good enough. Excellent again, that Brother Yah die. Brother, Mr. Till, excellent on your part. No doubt about it. So we're going to open the lines up and get something going on and be teaching at the same time. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, "Sister G. Israel, Yahuwah be with you on the top part of the Sabbath day." Sister G. Israel, Yahuwah be with you on the top part of the Sabbath day. What's going on? Let's see what's going on. Is anybody saying anything wrong? New York, New York. All signs say go. Okay, good. Yahuwah be with you, Sister G. Israel. See you right.
Yahuwah bless you, Sister Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Sister G. Israel. All right, good enough. We'll get something going on for them. How about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Sister G. Israel. Let's see what we can get going on.
Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Exactly. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And Mr. Kidd was talking about something very important about how you surname yourself. And the reason why we are people today is in trouble because we don't understand that the blessing is in the surname. And the more we practice it, the more Yahweh will start peeping at us once we understand that we finally understand his rules and regulations and surnaming yourself. Now, where did all that come from? Let's even back up to Genesis 32 and take a verse 28. Make it verse 24. Let's see what is the author of surnaming yourself. That part of the Sabbath day is very important, especially for the six and only camp, that we have to practice surnaming ourselves. And where did surname come from? Let's see what's the origin of surnaming yourself. In Genesis 32, verse 24, down to verse 30. Let's see what's the author of surnaming yourself. Genesis, chapter 32.
Verse 24 to 30. Sister G, if you have my final verse, if you're on the clock, come on. Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 30. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. 27. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. 28. And he said, your name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has you power with Yahweh and with men, and has prevailed. 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name. And he said, wherefore is it that you does ask after my name? And he blessed him there. 30. And Jacob called the place, the name of the place, Peniel. 4. I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved.
Can you make it to them? Hallelujah, Yahweh. So that is the foundation of the changing of the name. So that is the author of the changing of the name right there. So Mr. Till brought out an excellent point. Now, let's see what he says. Do he second that emotion in 35, verse 9 and 10. Go to 35 of the same book, verse 9 and 10, and let's see can we get a precept on that. Genesis 35, verse 9 and 10. Sister G. Israel, top part of the Sabbath day. Come on.
Genesis chapter 35, verses 9 and 10. And Yahweh the Son appeared unto Israel again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. 10. And Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel.
His name, he reminded him that his name was Jacob, but then he told him, no, your name is Israel. So the bottom line, he reminded him, that remember one thing, your name is Israel now. So don't use the name Jacob no more. From that point right there, the name Jacob will never be used no more. Because he reminded him right there, do not use the name Jacob anymore, but Israel. So, and then he told him the definition of what the word Israel means. It makes you a prince with Yahweh. So if you want to be a prince of Yahweh, you use the name Israel. In class, out of class, because that makes you a prince and a princess up under it, a Yahweh, and that's what's important about the name of Israel. So if you want the blessing, follow the details. Now go to Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, and let's find out what is behind that. We're going to Numbers chapter 22, 6, verse 22, down to verse 27. So what you working with there, Sister G. Israel?
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. Numbers chapter 6.
Yes, ma'am. Take with verse 22 now to verse 27.
Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. 25, Yahweh the Son, make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So that's what we got to remember in the sixth anointed chapter. That it's very important to understand something. The quicker you start using your name Israel, the quicker you receive a blessing. And 49:28, how many of the children of Israel will receive a blessing in Genesis if you quickly you get your name, you understand one thing, that name Israel carries a blessing. The faster you can start using that name, the faster you can start receiving your blessing in Yahweh. Now what it says over here at 49:28 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All of these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So, all 12 tribes is upon a blessing if they do what, Sister G? According to what we have read so far, what makes all the 12 tribes of Israel upon a blessing?
The name Israel.
So whatever we learned for this national audience that all 12 tribes, what have we learned so far about using the name of Israel as the last of our name? What have we learned? And we'll read verse 622 of Numbers to make sure we're all on the same page. What have we learned? Numbers 622.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, bless you and keep you. 25, and Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So what's so important about putting at the last of your name Israel? What is so important for the children of Israel to understand that the last of their name should even be on a cancer machine, Israel, because what do you carry when you put at the last of your name, Israel? What is over your head, Sister G, Israel?
and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. A blessing.
A blessing. Once you understand that, once you use the name, and you got to use the name, let me show you how you got to use the name. You got to wear that name, Israel, just like, let's run to, let's show you how you got to use the name Israel. Let's run to the book of Timothy. The book of Timothy chapter 4, and let's see how you're supposed to use the name. Timothy chapter 4, pick up verse 3 and 4. Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Let's see what's so important about really understanding something, that name has power. And what's so important, and how do you use the name? In class only? Let's see what it says in 2 Timothy 4, verse number 3 and 4. What does it say in verse 3 and 4?
2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves the teachers, having itching ears. 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
The time is now. We have turned away from the truth. Now, back up to verse 2. The time is right now, because right now we feel comfortable about saying our name, Israel, in class, but when we out there in public, we shy away from the name Israel.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Verse 2, but look what Yahweh told through Paul to tell Timothy about his name and how you got to deal with it in verse 2.
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach, teach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, teachings.
In class, out of class, when you meet anybody, once you understand the truth of the mouth, they ask you, what is your name? You tell them your name, but at the end of your name, you put Israel, because then that conversation has a blessing over your head. At the end of your conversation, you put Israel at the end of your name, because now you are the blessing upon the spirit of Yahweh. So it's very important to understand something. When especially on the 609 account, you have to make sure you ain't bumming around. You got to practice all this great stuff in season and out of season. At the end of your name, you put Israel there. Then that conversation you in right there have a blessing of Yahweh. He recognizes some his daughters through the name. And once you find out about it, you run over here to Isaiah. And once you find out about it, you run to Isaiah. What I want to go on Isaiah. You run to Isaiah and you take a little peep at it. What's so important about not remember? It got to be a ministry lead by example. Example, see, right? Not when the lights is on, even when you land on your pillow side, you got to lead by example, because Yahweh see you even in the dark. Anywhere you at, he see you. So it's so important for you to understand, if you practice good habits, you ain't got to put on a double face. If you practice it, just remember, Yahweh says, a blessing is when you put at the last of your name, Israel. So if somebody meets you, the last of your name should be Israel. that impact, I'll never forget what you said. But if you tell them your last name is Willie Bob, oh man, everybody's Willie Bob, you're taking away the blessing out of that conversation. That's why we tell you about the fringes and names that will put an impact on them for the rest of their life. Yeah, I remember I was talking to, and they had fringes on, and they said at the last of their name was Israel. And I can't forget that. But see, what it is now, we blend in with everybody else, and we have forgot everything now. And that's why this ministry is so important, to come back and bring these things into your remembrance. And that's what we're going to do. As long as we got breath in our body, we're going to bring these things back to your remembrance. So in the 44th chapter there, Sister G. Israel, in the 44th chapter, look what it says in verse number 4. We'll make it, 44, verse number 4 and 5. Isaiah 44, verse 4 and 5 says what? See Israel, chapter 44, verse 4 and 5 says what?
And that they Isaiah chapter 44, verses 4 through 5. And they shall spring up as among the grass, and as willows by the water courses. 5. One shall say, I am Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Israel, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
See, so once you sprang up by the willows like the grass, then you will practice that in class, out of class, your name, Israel. You will sprang up and tell them when it's all said and done, if there's an end of your name, you have Israel on it, and you will have them fringes on, and you will give a great impact on their life for the rest of their life with them fringes on, and the last of your name is Israel.
Yes.
Because that cut all the gang sales off. Can nobody speak behind when you got your fringes on, and at the last of your name, you use the name Israel. Now you have put a blessing on that conversation you in right now. So now you got a blessing over your head. And that impact must remain. Let's run to our Mark chapter 7 and look at 5 through 13. We're going to get one moment after that, and by the time we are traveling, Brother Yahdai Israel ready to roll. So understand one thing. It's so important. That's why when we hear things, we love to hear things, because Yahweh said, get on that right there. Mr. Tibbs brought in the name, so we want to let you know what's so important about the name.
Yeah.
If you want Yahweh to be in your conversation in your life, at the end of your name, put the name Israel there. So Yahweh says it's a blessing when you do so. Let that slave name go. We know you got to use a cashier check. Okay, cashier check.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to who you are, at the end of your name, I'm Israel.
Yeah,
and when they watch the fringes you got on in Israel, you'll put an impact on them for the rest of their life, because you're showing you what Yahweh has separated you for his will when you do that. And out of the six anointed camp, we must take this lead. Instant in season and out of season.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference. Wherever we at, we be around our kinfolks. Same thing. When it all said and done, now put Israel in the end of my name. Then I ask you, why you say that? Then you take more than things, because I was just blessing in this conversation.
Yeah.
I was just blessing in this conversation. Because number 627 says, if the name Israel is on the table, the blessing is right there, and Yahweh knocked down any kind of disturbance with the blessing there. So anything around you, go detour around you, because right now you have blessed the whole family by you being in the presence, by being Israel. Just everything. Good stuff. Now, let's watch your mom, chapter 7, 7 through 13. This is real good. Mark, chapter 7, verse 5 to 13. Put the G Israel, come on.
Mark, chapter 7, verses 5 through 13. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why walketh not your disciples, followers, according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" 6. And he answered and said unto them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honoreth me with their lips, but their mind is far from me.'" 7. "Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." 8. "For laying aside the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do." 9. "And he said unto them, Full well you reject the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, that you may keep your own tradition. 10. "For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoso curses father or mother, let him die the death.' 11. "But you say, 'If a man shall say to his father or mother, it is the Corban,' that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever you mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. 12. "And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. 13. "Making the word of Yahuwah of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you."
And so that's what we are finding out, tradition. We let somebody have snuck into our life and caused us problems by their way of understanding things, and they have flooded the world with their understanding, and we go hook, line, and sinker behind it. We're going to take some point and we'll turn over to Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go to 12th chapter and look at verse 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 9, and 17 in the closing statement. Revelation chapter 12, 1, 2, 3, 9, and 17. Listen real good. Bring your A-game there. This is G Israel C. Ray, listen to this real good.
Numbers. Chapter 7, verses 1.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Get down,
first of all. You hit it very well.
Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 and 9 and verse
7 and 9. And 9 and verse number 17 in the closing statement. Revelation chapter 12, 1, 2, 3. Skip down to verse 7, 9, and 17 in the closing statement. Now, Sister G. Israel, come on.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, 7, 9, and 17. Revelation. Chapter 12, verse 1. "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. 2. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. 7. And there was the war in heaven. Michael and his ministering spirits fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his evil ministering spirits. 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his evil spirit were cast out with him. 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah the Father, and have the testimony of Yahuwah the Son.
And identify what color this red dragon that's going to make war with the worms that keep the Torah instruction. Identify what he looked like in verse 3. What did he say he looked like in verse 3?
Verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head.
So identify the color of this great dragon that's going to make war with the one that keeps the Torah instruction, the first 5 books, the Sabbath days, feast days, fringes, wham, using a last name of Israel. He will make war on them. And not only that, and 2, 9, and 10, he going to do what? And what else will he do according to Revelation 2, verse 9 and 10? Sister G. Israel, and what else? But we have a clear idea how he operates. What else will he do that we can put our finger on in Revelation 2, verse 9 and 10?
Revelation chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Verse 9, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yahdah Judah and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. 10. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be you a faithful believer in the covenant unto death, and I will give you a crown of life.
Yeah. It is for you right there. It is right there. So now he identify who it is and said the devil going to put some of you in jail. And he said, look here, but hold on. Don't start complaining, oh, give what happened to me. No, he said, you know, some of you going to have to visit that. Probably the ones that had to visit them already visited already, and now it's time to roll. But if it's not so, then it's not so. Sister G. Israel, how about a closing statement on the top part of Saturday behind that? You on the clock, come up.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. In Psalm chapter 103, verse 1, bless Yahuwah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his righteous name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The blessing is in the name. Hallelujah. And on that note, we're going to bring the lead teacher out of Cap 1. And when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdah Israel, God be with you there, C. Royal.
Yaqua bless you, C. Israel. C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're looking at the importance of hearing your birth name, the name that you were birthed upon, the nation in which you came from. So, birthname yourself Israel, find out that there is a blessing attached to that. So, it's very important. I hear calling me a Rufus, but I know in my mind I'm Yahdai Israel. That's all on the job. You can get away with that. But nevertheless, this is Yahuwah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We're on another top part of Yahuwah's seventh day, and like I always say, my disclaimer is a privilege and an honor to partake in the Most High's Sabbath day. So we are going to look at a few things tonight. Let's look at, let's open up in Luke, Mother. Mother Israel, Zeroy, Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Look at Luke chapter 12,
verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Right in here, just teach you the same power that you always say. We have BOTTY. We believe that. Just our words in the pages of a book. We hang out and meet you on the fact that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Turn to the book of Luke, Mothers of Israel. Yeah, Luke 21:15. Book of Luke chapter 21, verse 15, Mothers of Israel, see royal. Mother D.M. Israel, C. Roy.
Psalm 83, 1 through
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. Keep not thy silence, O Yahweh. Call not your peace, and be not still, O Yahweh. Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
For lo, thy enemies make a
tumult. Yes, ma'am.
And they that hate you have lifted up their head.
Well, he said somebody that lift up their head, right? Yeah. Why they got animosity with the Most High Yahweh, right? He said they done lifted up their head. Verse 3.
They have taken crafty counsel against your people.
He said, look here, they took crafty counsel against your people, right?
Right.
Go ahead, what they do.
And consulted against your hidden one.
Yes, ma'am.
They have said.
Said what?
Come, let us cut them off from being a nation.
That
the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
So what they wanted is to separate from you.
Name.
Your name, right?
Yes.
So that name is very important to somebody.
Yes.
Even if it's not important to us, right?
Yes.
Come on, Mother dear.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
For they have consulted together with one consent.
Now, they might be at odds about a whole lot of things. But one thing they can agree on is what to do with you, Israel.
Right.
Everybody can come and sit at the table concerning that matter, right?
That's right.
Come on, Mother.
They are confederate against you.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. The tabernacle of Edom, Esau.
So the first man on the table is old Esau, right?
Yeah.
And your brother, right?
Yeah.
He's in the tabernacle of Esau. Who else is in the mix?
And Ishmaelites.
Those ones that call themselves Ishmaelites, right?
Yeah, yeah.
One that refers to themselves as from the bloodline of, what they say, Kish or something like that. That go back to Ishmael.
Yeah.
And they call themselves today Arabs. The Muslims, the religion up there under is that Muslim, Islamic religion.
Yeah.
So you got Esau, which is your brother, the one that came out of the womb with you, right?
Yeah.
And you got Ishmael, which is your uncle, right?
Yeah.
Who else is in the mix?
Moab.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hagarim.
Verse number 3, verse 7.
7.
Uh-huh.
Jebel. And
Ammon.
Ammon. And Amalek.
Oh, Amalek is in the mix. You better believe it. Go ahead.
And the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
With the inhabitants of Tyre.
So the one thing they wanted to separate from us was our name, right?
That's right.
So it's very important to put that name back where it belongs, right? That name belongs on each one of us. The 12 tribes. Ain't that right?
That's right.
So let's run and let's look at the book of Ezekiel, Mother Israel. So, I get a good smile when I hear the name Israel. I get a good chuckle out of it myself. Let's run to the book of Ezekiel 44. People had a few things in Mother Israel. Ezekiel chapter 44. And let's look at verse number. Ezekiel 44, verse 23 and 24. Mother Israel, the sea royal. Yes, ma'am. Ezekiel 44, 23 and 24. The one thing they wanted to separate you from was your name. Your name. You know, your name, it identify who you is. That's what your name do. It identify who you is. Ezekiel 44, 23 and 24, Mother Israel.
Ezekiel 44, verse 23 and verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
And they shall teach my people the difference between the righteous and the profane.
They say that when you teach my people, right, you teach them the difference between the righteous and the profane. Go ahead.
And cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean.
So y'all might say you have to have some discernment between the unclean and the clean.
Yeah.
Verse 24. And in controversy.
And in controversy, they shall stand in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall judge it according to my judgment. And they shall keep my total instructions.
And they shall keep my total instructions. Go ahead.
And my statutes.
Uh-huh.
And all my assemblies.
He said, in all my assemblies and whatever.
And they shall follow my statutes.
He said, I want you to put a special thing surrounding my Sabbath, right? Now let's see who is the author of all this good Sabbath stuff here, Mother Z. Israel. Who is this? Say, I want you to hallow my Sabbath. Yahweh's Sabbath is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, ain't that right?
Right.
Now let's see who is doing this big talk here. I want you to hallow my Sabbath. Let's look at the book of Luke, Mother Lee Israel, Luke chapter 6. Let's look at verse number 5. Luke 6, verse number 5. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 6, verse number 5. So somebody say, I want you to hallow my Sabbath.
Luke chapter 6, verse 5, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them,
what he say?
That the Son of Man is Yahweh, also of the Sabbath.
So that ain't hard to understand, right? Say, so look at the Son of Man. He say, I'm Yahweh of the Sabbath, right? And let's see, baby and Phoebe. As you know, they quick to say that when he showed up on the scene, he had a different mindset, right? And say, when he showed up on the scene, he said, y'all don't have to keep no Sabbath no more, right? But let's see if that's so. From the book of Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at 17 through 19. Matthew 5, 17 through 19. Sister Abed.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction.
But when he showed up on the scene, he said, look here. Don't even put it in your mind, right? And I came to destroy Torah instruction. Verse 5, books of Moses, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Or the seer.
Or the seer. Go ahead.
I am not come to destroy,
mm-hmm.
but to fulfill.
He said, look here, I didn't come to destroy. I came to fulfill, right?
Right.
Hold that point. Let me see if I can pull something out from Mother D of Israel. It's a statement here. I don't even know where I want to go, but what the statement is. Let me see if I can write it down right quick. He says something about, in the book of Isaiah 42, he says something about the Torah instruction of Mother D of Israel. Let me see if I can pull it out. In the book of Isaiah chapter 42. And let's see if I can see what I'm looking for here first of all. In Isaiah 41, I ain't gonna find it there. Let's look at Isaiah 42, verse 21, Mother D of Israel is he writing. Let's see what he said about his Torah instructions, the first five books of Moses. Is he going to do away with it, Mother D of Israel?
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake.
Wait.
He will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable.
Now, it don't sound like he's going to do away with anything, right? He said he's going to magnify this thing.
Yeah.
He said he's going to make it honorable.
Yeah.
Let's see what else he said he's going to do, Mother E. In the book of Ezekiel, right quick. Ezekiel 24. Mm-hmm. It's Ezekiel 20. Let's pick it up at verse number... Pick it up at verse 30. Ezekiel 20. Let's pick it up at 32. And that's the one I want.
What I should say, and
what I shall speak.
So he said that my doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. He was sent by his Father, right?
Right.
He said he told me what to say and what to speak. Verse number 50.
Verse 50.
Uh-huh.
And I know that his Torah instructions is life everlasting.
Go ahead.
Whatsoever I speak, therefore.
Go ahead.
Even as the Father said unto me, I, so I speak.
He said, look here, I didn't come with my own agenda, right? I came to take care of my Father's business. Everything he said for me to do, for me to say, that is exactly what I did, and that is exactly what I said, right?
Yes.
But to the book of Peter, Mother D.F. Israel, see if I can pull out a statement in the book, hold that point, in front of 1 John chapter 1. Mother D.F. Israel, so he said that everything my Father told me to say and speak and do, that's what I did, right? Now, let's see, he's going to pass the book along here, Mother D.F. Israel. First in the book of 1 John chapter 1, let's pick it up at verse number 5. 5 through 10, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Let's see if he passed, kick the can on down the road of peace.
1 John chapter 1, verses 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
So he said Yahweh is light, and ain't no darkness in him at all. Is that right? Go ahead, verse 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
If we say that we have fellowship with him.
Now you say, I'm hooked up, tied up, and tangled up with my Yahweh, right?
Yes.
If you say that, what about it?
And walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth.
He said, but if you are walking contrary to what he put on the table, right?
Right.
You're walking according to the dictates of Satan.
Right.
That who run the world of darkness right there, right?
Yahweh
say he is the light. He say, you are a lie and do not the truth.
Right.
Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Go ahead.
But if we walk in light, as he is in the light,
go ahead.
We have fellowship one with another.
And if you wanna get together, Israel, he's giving you the remedy right here.
Right.
He said, everybody gotta walk in the light, right?
Yes, right?
We will have some great fellowship one with another, right? Come on, Mother dear.
And the blood of Yahweh's Son, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins.
Verse number 8.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is not in us.
He said, now if you think you are spotless, right?
Right.
He said, you're deceiving yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Ain't nothing worse than an individual that deceived himself, right?
Right, that's right.
Verse number 9. Come on, Mother dear.
Mm-hmm. If we confess our sins,
go ahead.
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to clean us from all unrighteousness.
Verse number 10.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us.
We gotta walk this thing just like it is, right? Clean me up.
Right.
And then what David say, clean me up. Let's read that Mother Israel, Psalm 51. Let's see how David cried in the book of Psalm 51, Mother Israel of C. Royal. Let's pick it up at verse number. Let's see how David, the king of the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yeah.
Let's see how he cried. Now, this is the big man on the totem pole here, right? The only one that he answered to is him, Joshua the son, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he has a Tennessee too, right?
Yeah.
Psalm 51, picking up at verse number 7. Mother Israel, let's read a little bit of this, 7 through 13. Let's see how David cried. Let's see if he covered up his transgression, his mother Israel. Psalm 51, verse 7.
Look at Psalm 51, Created me a clean mind, O Yahweh.
Now, where did he get that righteous spirit? Do David know what he's talking about? Did he get that righteous spirit? Let's see if David received the righteous spirit, mother of Israel. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 16. Let's see if David received the righteous spirit. 1 Samuel 16. Let's pick it up at 12 to 15. Mother, the Israel will see you right. So they said, whatever you do, don't take your righteous spirit from me, right? Let's see if he got the righteous spirit, Mother Lee. 1 Samuel 16, 12 to 15. Mother, the Israel will see you right.
1 Samuel chapter 16,
12 to 15. 1 Samuel 16, 12 to 15.
1 Samuel 16, verse 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And he sent and brought him in. Mm-hmm. Now he was
ready.
Ready and
with all
of a
beautiful
continent.
So this guy was light-skinned and beautiful, as they say, right? Black and beautiful. Let's see if we can get somebody else to make that statement. David Beebe. Run the Song of Solomon right quick. Let's see what David Solomon said about all this. Book of 1st, Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse number 5. Verse 5 and 6. David Beebe will see you right. Let's see if David passed it on to his son here. Yeah, baby. First, Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
I am black, but comely.
Mm-hmm.
O ye daughters of Yahshua.
So he said, look here, I'm black and beautiful. That's what he said, right? He made the same statement over here in 1 Samuel, right? 1 Samuel chapter 12, Mother Israel, Mother of Israel. 1 Samuel 16, verse 12. So Solomon said, I'm black and I'm beautiful, right?
Yes.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12, Mother of Israel, see you right.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And he sent and brought him in now.
So he sent and brought him in. So, Samuel the seer, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Jesse, he said, look here. I done went through these six boys. You got any other boy around here? So Jesse sent for old David out there with the sheep, right? And brought him in. That's what's going on here, Mother Z. Now, this is talking about David, right? He said he sent and brought him in. Now what?
Now was rugged.
Now he was ready.
Now he was
ready.
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 Now he was rugged. That's what I said, rugged. And
With all
of a
beautiful continent.
And the spirit of the Yahuwah came upon David,
from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to
Ramah. So he said the Spirit came on David from that day forward, right? So David in Psalm 51 started to cry out. So now whatever you do, right, don't take your spirit from me. Psalm 51:11-13, Mother Israel. Psalm 51. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 51, verse 11.
Mm-hmm. He said, look at him. Cast me not away from your presence. Go ahead.
And take not that righteous spirit from me.
Go ahead.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Uh-huh.
And uphold me with thy free spirit.
Verse 13.
Verse 13. Then will I be transgressed our way.
Mm-hmm.
And sinners shall be converted unto thee.
He said, then I can take care of your business. But if you ain't got that righteous spirit, the first in the book of Job, which Don't make an interesting statement concerning the spirit of the Most High Yahweh. Job chapter 28. Pick it up at 12-14. Verse 27 and 28. Look at Job chapter 28 of the G of Israel. Number first For love is the keeping of the Torah instructions. Go ahead.
And the giving heed unto the Torah instructions is the current of righteousness, incorruptible.
You say, and the keeping of the first five books, the Torah instructions, is the assurance of incorruption, right? Verse number 19.
Verse 19. Incorruption makes of year.
He said incorruption will make you near to your Yahuwah, right?
Verse
20. Go ahead.
Therefore, the deeds of wisdom, bring it to a kingdom.
He said now the desire of wisdom, right? Will do what?
Bring it to a kingdom.
It will bring you to a kingdom, right? Verse 21. If you, your he said you got a honor, right? The wisdom of the Most High, you got a regard and high esteem, make that right? That you may what?
Forevermore.
That you might rule, right? But once we get this thing back in order, we're going to rule forevermore. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah.
That's the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel, right? Book of Daniel, mother. He said, mother Z, go to see you. He said that when you get the thing in order with your mighty one, right, with your Yahuwah, you're going to rule for how long?
Forevermore.
That is a statement in Daniel. I wanted to say that emotion, mother, the Israel. Daniel, concerning the matter, let me see it. He said that the kingdom ain't going to be, what did he say? Daniel chapter 7. Let's see what we're working with here. Let's look at Daniel chapter
7.
Oh, that's a good use of it. Oh, the Z is ready to see you running. Well, I done blew the mission. He did anyway. Daniel 7, 26, 27, and verse 18. Oh, the Z is ready to see you running. Yes, ma'am, and then we're going to drop back over to that verse 18.
This one is one I like to read. This one I like to
read. And it's 27 to 28. Come on, be Israel.
And you.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
6.
But the judgment shall
sit. He said, but the judgment shall sit. Go ahead.
And you shall take.
And they shall take.
And they shall take. And pay in the vengeance.
Go ahead. Kingdom and dominion. Right? Is
verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
But the saints of the Most High shall take kingdom and possess
Israel. It's a statement in Deuteronomy. Let me see if I can put it out. concerning that matter. Yahuwah made a statement of in Deuteronomy somewhere, mother. See if I can pull it out. That Exodus of Deuteronomy, which one I'm looking for here. It's talking about somebody going to be doing some hard labor for you. Right to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let me see if I can pull out something here. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And let's look at verse number 11. Mother E. Israel, C. Roy. Deuteronomy 6, verse number 11. Look at Deuteronomy 6, verse number 11. Mother E. Israel, C. Roy.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And house full of... Yes, ma'am. And house full of...
Isn't that your way? It's going to be full of all good things, right? With what?
With
you fill it not. He said you're going to have all kind of good things, but your head ain't going to lift not one thing, right?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. And
well
did, but you did.
He said you're going to have well did. Your hand ain't gonna have no blisters on it, ain't that right? Go ahead, read on.
In your country.
Go ahead.
But you plant it not.
Go ahead.
And thou shalt have eat and be full.
He said, look here. So just be laying back, chopping down some good stuff, right? Gonna have you some of them green grapes. And you know what they always say about you, gonna have one of them watermelons. Let's write to Leviticus, Mother D.F. Israel, and see, right? Let's see if we are on land with this conversation. Write to Leviticus chapter 25, Mother D.F. Israel, and see, right? Book of Leviticus 25. And let's pick it up at verse number 45, 46. Mother D.F. Israel, and see, right?
Leviticus chapter 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the stranger, which is not of your people. Israel, right?
Yes.
It's of all the family of the strangers that do what?
That do sojourn among you.
They want to get next to you. Go ahead.
Them shall you.
What do you say you're going to do to the one that want to get next to you? He said, of them you shall buy, right?
Yeah.
B-U-Y, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And by their families that are with you,
mm-hmm.
which they begot in your land.
Go ahead.
And they shall be your possession.
He said, look here. They going to be your possession.
Right.
Verse 46.
46.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you.
No, he said when you write out your will.
Yes.
He said go ahead and put those strangers on there to pass down to the next generation, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read on.
To inherit them
mm-hmm.
for a possession.
He said they're going to be your possession.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They shall be your bondsmen
mm-hmm.
forever.
Now we keep hearing that word, Mother. You like that word there? Forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, look here, they're going to be your bondmen, bond women, how long?
Forever.
They ain't going to make what you went through, Israel,
right.
Seem like
right.
Nothing at all.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Mother G of Israel.
Yeah. For over your brother and the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
you shall not rule one over another with rigor.
Don't pick up this for your brothers and sisters.
Right.
But for the stranger, that's not of your people. That's what a little licking on every night did. Isaiah 60, 10 through 12, verse 14. Let's see how, if we're in line with this thing. If we read this thing right, with A.B. and B.B. Isaiah 60, 10 through 12, verse number 14.
Isaiah chapter
60,
verse
10,
12, and 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Isaiah 60, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the sons of strangers
which is not your people, shall what?
what?
They're going to build up your wall.
They're going to build your wall, Greg.
And their king shall minister unto you.
And he said the one that ruling right now, right? He said they're going to be ministering unto you. You're going to be able to tell the CEO, right? Go grab me something to eat right now, CEO. Come on.
For in my wrath,
he said, now in my wrath, I smoked you. I put the whooping on you, Israel. You know I put a whooping on you. I whooped you so bad you don't even know who you is. That's how bad we've been whipped, right? We don't even know who we is. Hold that point. Let's see what y'all want. Lovely song here, Mother Israel. First Isaiah 47 right quick. Let's see about this whooping he put on us. Israel. Let's look at Isaiah 47, verse 6 and 7. Let's see him tell us about this good licking he put on the 12 tribes of Israel. Isaiah 47, verse 6 and 7. Mother D of Israel is seeing royal.
Isaiah 47, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
I was wroth with my people.
The licking y'all got me all hot and bothered, right?
Yeah.
I was wroth with my people, right? Go ahead.
I have polluted my inheritance.
He said, I polluted my inheritance. Go ahead.
And gave them into thine hand, and thou didst show them no mercy.
Hey, look here. I let you take care of this lightweight for me, right?
Yeah.
Get my people back in order, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't show them no mercy. Go ahead, read on.
Upon the ancients,
mm-hmm.
thou very heavy laid your yoke.
Now, you got a grandpa out there working from sun up to sun down, right?
Yeah.
Great grandpa out there in the field trying to plow with the moon.
That's right.
Verse 7. Mm-hmm.
And you said, I shall be a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
So look at it. And now you think you're going to have him up on the yoke.
So that thou did not lay these things to your mind,
mm-hmm.
neither did it remember the latter end of it.
Yeah, boy, say, hey, it ain't over till it's over, right? It's you might think you're going to have them up under your thumb, but we already read in Daniel, right, that the saints go take the kingdom. Ain't that what we read? Isaiah. Verse 11 and 12 and verse 14. So David, be your seed right. We got to get past 10 sometimes. Moving on down the road, yeah.
That's
60. Mm-hmm.
11 and 12.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, your gates shall be open continually.
He said, look here. Your gate, right?
Yeah.
Gonna be open continually, go ahead.
They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto you the
thing that they are working with, right?
Right.
Well, you know, we run this thing and we got it all under control, run everything up in here, right? And the forces of the nation, they gonna drop that show door, right? Go ahead.
And that their kings may be brought.
He said, and their king gonna come and minister to you. Hold that point. Especially Baruch. Mother G. F. Israel of C. Right. Especially Baruch chapter 4. And let's look at 1 through 7. Baruch chapter 4, verse number 1 through 7, Mother G of Israel, C. Royce.
Okay.
And the Apocrypha. You got that, Mother G? All right.
Okay, Baruch chapter 1.
Chapter 4. Let's look at 1 through 7. Yeah, why don't say something to Israel right here, right now, right?
Yeah.
Baruch 4, 1 through 7. Let's see what he got to say to us.
Baruch chapter 4, verses
Now let's see how they why Yahweh made that statement, Mother Eve. He said the one that afflicted you. Let's see if we can pull out what he's talking about there, Mother Eve. Let's run to the book of Zechariah right quick. The book of Zechariah chapter 1, Mother Eve is real. He said, I'm the one that afflicted you. What are Yahweh looking at here? Zechariah chapter 1. And let's look at verse number, let's look at 13 to 15. Let's read it in. Let's see what he's talking about, the one that afflicted you. See if we can get some insight to that statement. Mother Israel of Syria. Book of Zechariah, chapter 1. And let's look at, two or three, verse 13 to 15, Mother E. Then we can read a little bit of this. Zechariah chapter 1, 2 and 3, 13 to 15. Mother E. Israel, see you right here.
Book of Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, and 13 to 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. Mm-hmm. In the 8th month, in the 7th, Darius,
uh-huh,
came the word of the
Yahweh
to Zechariah.
So this Darius, the Mede, right? So in the 8th month, the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah the seer, saying what? The son of Berecha.
Son of Berecha.
Uh-huh, the son of Adu.
Son of Adu.
The seer, saying what?
Yahweh has been so displeased with your father.
He said, look here. Yahweh was so displeased with our father, right? Go ahead.
Therefore said you unto them,
mm-hmm,
thus says the Yahweh of hosts.
What did he say?
Turn you unto me.
He said, look here. Turn to me, says the Most High Yahweh of hosts. Go ahead. And what?
And I will turn unto you, says the Yahweh of hosts.
Verse 13. Yes, ma'am.
And the Yahweh answered,
the
minister spirit that talked with me the good word, the comfortable word.
Verse 14. Yes, ma'am.
So the ministering spirit that communed with me said unto me.
What they say?
My feet were almost gone.
Go ahead.
My steps
had well near slept.
So David said, look here, for me, my feet was almost gone, right?
Yeah.
I stepped and well nigh slipped.
Yeah.
Verse 3.
Verse 3. For I was envy at the flood.
I was envious at the foolish grave.
When I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
He said, look here, when I looked up there and the wicked was having a real good time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and read out verse 15.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall offend against the generation of your children.
Go ahead and read out.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me.
They said, look here, the thing would have me shaking my head all day and all night. When I thought to know it, it was too painful for me.
Oh,
yes. Verse 17 until what?
17. Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I their hands.
He said, look here, I went to the temple of the Most High Yahweh. Then I got a little understanding, right? We're getting a little understanding right now. That's why I say, if you want to be sitting on thrones and having scepters, right?
Yeah.
You gotta put your mind in the mind. You gotta get the mind of your Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
David said, hey, look here. I was reeling and rocking till I went to the temple of the Most High Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what's go down when you go to the temple of Yahweh. The pole out of man, right?
Yeah.
The first of Sirach, mother Z Israel of Z Roy. Book of Sirach, chapter 51. Let's look at verse number 16. Verse number 23. Why did David get happy when he got to the temple, mother Z? The book of Sirach 51, 16 and 23. Mother Z Israel of Z Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 51, 16 and 23. Mother Israel of Sea Roy. Verse 23 and verse number 30.
Sirach, chapter 51, verse 16 and 23.
And verse number 30. I had to throw it in the mix there, Mother. I tried to hold out, but come out with it.
Sirach, chapter 51, verse 16, verse 23 and verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
I bow down my ear a little.
So he said now, he said you got to bow down your ear a little, right?
Right.
And do what?
And receive her and.
Now, hold on, don't run past. Who is the her you got to receive here?
Israel.
Look at verse number 13. Let's see if we can get some insight. Verse number 13, Mother Zeke Israel. Who is the herd we got to receive? Verse number 13.
When I was yet young,
forever
I went abroad.
I went abroad
and I desired wisdom. Okay. Wisdom
open
in my prayer.
So he said, look here. I cried to my Yahweh, help me to understand this thing, right? Verse number
16. Verse
16. Mm-hmm. I did what?
I bowed down my ears,
a little. He said, look here. It always had a mouth going, right?
Hallelujah.
You got to bite out of the ear a little, right?
Right.
Bite the ear out a little bit.
And do what?
Now,
let's take me back to the statement that the seer always makes. You know, now, look here, Brother Yahdah Israel. Now, We know they read this thing, but do they believe it?
Yeah,
I heard that
statement
around here.
Hallelujah.
Right? And I did what? I received her. And got what?
And got wisdom.
And got much learning, right? Verse 23.
Okay,
got much learning.
Yeah, got much learning.
Got much wisdom to do too, Mother Z, when I think about it. Verse 23. But where you get it from, Mother Z?
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Draw near unto me. He
unlearned.
And
do what?
And draw
and dwell.
And dwell in the
temple
of learning.
So you got to go to the temple of learning, right?
Hallelujah.
And where you can increase.
Hallelujah.
At the temple of learning. The book of Isaiah 60. Let's look at the book of Revelation. Mother D of Israel, see right. Book of Revelation chapter 18. And let's look at verse number 7. Let's see what kind of talk the nation that is at ease is talking right here. Revelation 18, verse 7. Mother D. F. Israel, a seed right.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
How much she has honored herself.
So she had a pat herself on the back, right?
Yes.
Hey, you know we the greatest thing on the planet, right?
Yes.
Come out.
And live deliciously.
You know we vacation when we get ready to vacation, that's right? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We moving the shaking up in here.
Yes.
Come out, Mother Dia.
So much torment and sorrow gave her.
Uh-huh. But she say what?
For she said in her mind.
She said in her mind what?
I said a queen,
mm-hmm.
and am no widow.
Go ahead.
And shall see no sorrow.
Hey, look at here. We ain't nothing yes. going wrong around here. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Now you can't understand why David said, I was envious.
Yes.
Zechariah 1, verse 15. Mother Israel, see you right.
Zechariah 1, verse 15.
So let's see why Yahweh stuck on that word affliction.
And I am very sore displeased with the nation.
He said, look, I'm very sore displeased with the nation. Go ahead.
That are at ease.
Mm-hmm.
For I was but a little displeased.
He said, look here. I was a little displeased. For what?
And they kept
the affliction. He said, I was just a little displeased. When they got their hands on you, Israel,
mm-hmm.
it was all over with. They refused to let you go. The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 14, says the A, B, and P, B, and C, and Roger. Isaiah 60, verse number 14.
And the sons also of them that afflicted you.
And the sons of the one that afflicted you, right?
They'll come vengeance unto you.
He said they're going to come vengeance unto you. Go ahead.
And all they that despise you
shall what?
Shall bow themselves down.
He said now the one that despise you, right?
Yes.
Let me see. Statement over here. See if I can think a little bit. They made a statement over here in the book of Psalms. Let me see if I can write it down right quick. The one that despised you. They made a statement. I ain't gonna wrestle with it too hard, but that's what I'm looking for, but I just can't see it. Give me 1 second. Let me see it. See if I can plug that in here somewhere. One that despised you. I want to see, I'm trying to find out what kind of attitude they walk around here with. When I found out, they say we see the queen, and we ain't going to never see no sorrow, right? But they tell you something else about you. I ain't going to wrestle with it, but I thought I might be able to write it down, but I ain't having no good fortune with that. But go back to that, give me some time. Go back to that Isaiah 60. Pick it back up at 10 through 12 and 14. Give me a little bit of time. Let's see if I can write this statement down.
Chapter 60, verse
12 and verse number 14.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 10 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And the sons of strangers shall build up your wall, and their kings shall minister unto you.
Mm-hmm.
For in my land I smote you.
Mm-hmm.
But in my favor
have I had mercy.
I had mercy on you.
Drop down to 14.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
The sons also of them that afflicted you shall come vengeance unto you.
Now we read in Zechariah, right, 1:15, that they forwarded the affliction, right? That means that Yahweh said 100-yard dash. They said, no, 500 yards. That's
hallelujah.
Well, y'all gonna say, well, you know, just pick up a little water and a little wood. They said, no, go and cut down the whole forest.
Psalm chapter 8.
Let's see what they do, Mother D.F. Israel. No sooner you turn the corner, you were standing right there and they was talking and smiling with you. But sooner you turn the corner, let's see what they do, Mother D.F. Psalm 8, verse number 6. Let's see what they do, Mother D.F. Israel, let's see what. As soon as we get around the corner, let's see what they do. Psalm chapter 80, verse number 6. Let's see what they do, Mother D.F. Israel, let's see what.
Psalm 80, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 80, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Thou makest us to strike unto our neighbor.
You make us a strike unto our neighbor. Go ahead.
And our enemies laugh among themselves.
And they have a show up good time talking about us, right?
Hallelujah.
They have a great time around the dinner table talking about them picking ninnies. But hey, it's all in the book now. Already in the book. We just gotta go to the triple alert, ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
The triple alert got YHWH over the top of it, ain't that right? The triple of Yahuwah. That's where you gotta go to.
Hallelujah.
You can't go to Jesus' house.
Hallelujah.
And then go find the Lord and God doing nothing, right?
Hallelujah.
You can't go to the temple of the Most High Yahweh.
Bring it out, Brother Yahdai Israel. Isaiah
60, verse 14. What we're working with, amen. We're going to finally get through this 14.
And all they that despise you.
It's like everybody that despise you, what?
Shall bow themselves down at the soles of my your feet.
Now, it's like everybody that despise you. Who was exempt? Everybody that despised you. Ain't nobody exempt from that.
That's right.
All of the other 17 nations got to take a turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take a number and take a turn, right?
All right.
Come on, now.
And they shall call you.
Hold on. See, you done jumped over something. No, good stuff, yeah. Let's start it back from the top there. I'm trying to stall right here. Isaiah 60, verse 14.
Signs also of them that afflicted you shall come bending unto you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet.
It's saying everybody that despise you, right? Well, that's everybody. That's all of the other 17 nations.
Right.
They ain't got nothing good to say about you, is
that right?
Go ahead, read on.
And they shall call you.
They gonna call you.
The city of Yahuwah.
Well, they gonna change this tune sooner or later, right?
Yahuwah.
Hey, that's the people of Yahuwah, right? Go ahead.
The Yahuwah, Yahuwah, of the righteous one of Israel.
Yahshua Judah, of the righteous one of Israel. You know, Eric, the buck stops with Yahshua Judah, right? When you get Yahshua Judah in line, it's only a matter of time when the other 11 nations, the other 11 tribes are going to be right and trying to peep out, where is Yahshua Judah?
That's right.
Where is Yahshua Judah, right? Let's see if we can read that in Jeremiah right quick. Mother D of Israel, C. Roy. Where is that statement at Jeremiah? Jeremiah 31. Mother D of Israel, C. Roy. Let's pick it up at verse number 6 and verse number 7. Jeremiah 31, verse 6 and verse 7. Let's see what the other northern kingdom's going to have to do around here, Mother D. Jeremiah 31. Verse 6 and verse 7.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
For there shall be a day.
It's going to happen, right? There's going to be a day, what?
That the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry.
He said that now the head man amongst Ephraim, they're going to start crying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead.
thy Judah unto Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Yeah, look at it. We gotta go find the one that they say was Mr. Coon. We gotta go find the Ephraim. He used that N word too.
That's
right. Verse number 7. Come on, Brother Dia.
For thus
says
Yahweh.
Thus say Yahweh what?
Sing with gladness for Israel and shout among the chief of the nation.
Go ahead.
Brothers, you praise you and say, oh Yahweh.
Oh Yahweh.
Save your people, the remnant of Israel.
So, oh Yahweh. Save your people. The remnant of Israel.
Yes.
Turn to the book of Revelation, Mother Israel C. Royal. Revelation chapter 7, the 1 through 4, 9 through 10. Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4, 9 through 10, Mother Israel C. Royal. Said, save your people, the remnant of Israel, right? Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4, verse 9 and 10. Let's see if we can see how this thing going to go down here, Mother Eve. Revelation 7, 1 through 4.
Book of Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 through 4 and 9 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And after these things, I saw four ministering spirits standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the whole wind of the earth, that the wind did not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on the truth.
Verse two.
And I saw another sinister spirit ascending from the sea, having the seal of the living Yahweh.
Well, you say he has the seal of the living Yahweh. So what is the seal that he got here?
That we can read.
What is the seal of the living Yahweh? What is this seal? Now we cover this day and night here. Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 16.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Look at Isaiah 8, verse 16 and verse number 20. Isaiah 8, 16 and verse 20. What is this seal? Come on, they did see me. Isaiah 8, 16 and 20.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I sent a word unto
Isaiah 8, 16 and 20. Isaiah 8, 16 and 20.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Bind up the testimony.
Bind up the testimony.
The covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Still the 12 instructions among my disciples.
So this still is the Torah instructions, right?
Right.
You've got to be sealed with the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh. Verse number 20.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
To the 12 instructions and to the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light.
To the Torah instructions and the covenant, they speak not according to this word because there is no light. We all know that light is Yahweh the Son, right? They ain't got no Yahweh the Son.
I got some.
All right, then come out with it.
Now, once you have this seal, I was up there a minute about Yahweh Israel, when you read about you. Get it going on, I really love it. Now, once you got the seal, how long is this seal supposed to be present with you? Once you got this seal, you understand what this man's saying. That's where you can examine yourself. Well, dear, let's back up and see what, when you got this seal, let's run to Ephesians chapter 1, 13. We talk about this seal. Now, once this seal is on you, we know, it's something written about it, and Mother Z tell me Ephesians 4:30 to back that up. See, now, once you got the the seal on you. Once the seal is on you. Let's see what's written in 1:13 there, Moses of Israel. Chapter 1, verse 13, backed up with Mother Zeke. Mother Zeke in Ephesians 4, verse 30. Let's go back to back, hardcore, come on.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse
13. Listen to this.
In whom you also trusted.
See, you got to go ahead.
After that you heard the word of truth. The covenant of your salvation.
Yes.
And whom also after that you believed.
And you got all that.
You were sealed with the righteous spirit of promise.
You mean you got to have all that going on for that seal. You got that was three attributes we just got through reading that you must have to know that seal on you. Read it again one more time, buddy. There's three things in there tonight. Those on the network or listening on the camera, listen real good. Three things to understand about the seal is three things was written in verse 13. We'll call them out as we hear. Go ahead.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
Looking good.
In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of the truth.
So you got to hear the word of the truth. One.
The power instruction of salvation in whom also after that you believe.
And you got to believe. Two.
You were sealed with the righteous spirit of promise.
Well, Miss Wong, but that's when you feel. When you got all that going for you, now you know you walk around with that seal. Now let's see, Mother Z, how long that seal supposed to be working with you? Let's see, is it a cameo appearance? Let's see one thing about it. When you know you around the people of Yahweh, The word of Yahweh would check you. It scares me to be around people that's not of Yahweh because ain't nothing that can hold them up.
Right.
They'll get going on and they'll get, you know what, I'm scared of them.
That's
because
right. They
got nothing to check them with.
That's right.
See, if you got some Yahweh, can you? We know that this will slow you down.
Mm.
The word of Yahweh.
That's right.
Now, Mother, three, let's see when the seal is on you. One thing I do know about you, that seal is on you, I know what? 4 verse 30, bring it.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
Listen up.
Verse 30. And give not the righteous and grieve not the righteous spirit of Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed until the day of
redemption. Ain't that something? You mean when his seal is on you, he said, grieve not the righteous spirit of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Whereby we are sealed. How long? How long he say?
Until the day of redemption.
Yeah. So that seal supposed to be on you to the day. See, when you got the seal on you, you will recognize the Saturday. You recognize it. A alarm will go off in your head. Oh, Saturday. Something said. Saturday. You recognize, my friend.
Yeah.
You'll be recognizing things. You'll recognize your brother. You'll recognize your sister with some fringes on. You'll recognize keeping them Saturdays on feast days. That's when the seal is on you. It automatically will come to you. I got to love my brother and my sister as myself.
Yeah.
And my brother and sister is Israel.
Yeah,
I know my name. Echo, nice to meet you. What's your name? Well, my name is Willie Joe Earl Israel. But at the end, I'm going to drop that Israel on you.
Yeah.
That's what that seal will do for you. You will recognize that conversation now we have a blessing of Yahweh on me. When I put Israel on the table, then I got my seal. I don't use the name Israel only in class.
Mm.
Anybody ask me my name,
yeah.
I'm going to tell them at the end of it is Israel.
That's right.
Because I want that conversation to have Yahweh over it. But if I tell them my name is just Larry Earl Johnson, and they ain't leave it like that, hey, this ain't something to happen. Because right now I don't have a seal, because the seal is when you drop that name, Israel, because you just dropped a blessing in that conversation. Because he told us already, read it one more time, that Mother Z, what he said, number 6, 27. So it's so important to understand these things. Number 6, verse 27. He tell you some things to bring him in the picture. He'll tell you how you bring him in the picture. Number 6, verse 27.
Numbers chapter 6. Verse 27, and when he had made her...
What you read? Numbers, chapter 6, verse 27.
Numbers, chapter 6, verse 27.
Listen good.
Verse 27.
Listen good.
And you shall put my name upon the children family of Israel, and I will bless them.
You put my name on the children of Israel, and what do you do?
Bless.
So that's why you got to be clear, understand, if you got to be, we understand the name that you got to cash your check. Fine. But when they ask you what your name is, you got to say, my name is Brother Micaiah Israel, see right. You will leave an impact on them by saying, my name, my government name is blah, blah, blah. But my biblical name to have a blessing in this conversation is Brother Micaiah Israel, see right. Now, one thing about it, they will never forget that, because Israel cares the blessing. I want to bless them when I'm sitting there out there in the world over my head sitting there talking to you. So if I'm going to tell you about Israel, I know Yahweh has put the shield on us. Now read that Mother Eve, 91 verse 1. So, see, now I know in 91 verse 1, I'm looking good. Psalms 91 verse 1. I'm looking good now.
Yeah.
What it say in Psalm 91 verse 1? Back up with A, B, or B, Deuteronomy 29:29.
Psalm 91, verse 1.
Listen good.
Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High
shall
abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
And the secret place of Yahweh is in his Bible. It's in his book. That's the secret place. When you go out, you have it closed by you because there's always something going to come up. That's why I remember a brother told me, well, you know where I'm going now, I can't take my book. I said, where are you going to, brother? Well, you can't take your Bible to. Where are you going to? He said, I'm going to place now that Bible. I can't bring that Bible from there. Well, but you ready to go. See that?
Yeah.
So let me know you still on the fence.
That's right.
Anywhere you go, you won't be able to take your Bible.
That's right.
Your Bible will be in any place you going, you're supposed to have your weapon with you that it can go.
Mm.
If your Bible can't go, I can't go.
That's right.
That's
right.
See? So you got to understand these. What are we reading now? 29:29. Come on, ABFD. Let's find what the secret place is.
Deuteronomy chapter 29.
What it say?
The secret things belong unto Yahweh.
Oh, yeah, the secret things do belong to Yahweh.
Our Yahweh.
But those
things which are revealed.
But what has been revealed to us.
Belong unto us.
And
to our children.
And to our children.
Forever.
For how long?
Forever.
And what is that?
Oh,
so that is the secret place. long as you understand that alarm goes off when you understand the Saturday. When the sun go down on Friday or till the sun go down on Saturday, that's Yahuwah's Saturday. That's when you got that feel. And you understand one thing, the greatest impact is me to have my fringes on while I'm got my book open, and you will leave a great impact on those that have heard you because the spirit of Yahuwah will be resting with you. Back to Brother Yahuwah Israel.
Hallelujah. Wow. All right, if we can run the clock out here. Revelation, who's reading that? Revelation chapter 7, that's right back there. Who's reading that? Ali? You read Revelation 7. All right, Ali, come on with it.
Look at Revelation chapter 7.
Mm-hmm. Pick it up at verse number 3 and 4. Revelation 7, verse 3 and 4.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 3 and verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Saying, break not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, for we have sealed the seven.
So we have still the servants of our Yahuwah. Go ahead, where?
In thy forehead.
And where?
In thy forehead.
Verse number 4.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed. Go ahead.
And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the family of Israel.
So the only one that got this seal at this particular time is 144,000 out of every tribe of the family of Israel, right? Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
After this, behold.
I beheld.
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude,
mm-hmm,
which no man could number.
Wait.
Of all nations.
Uh-huh.
And kindreds.
Mm-hmm.
And people.
Please.
And tongues,
uh-huh,
stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
He said, now after this, right? I beheld a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindred, people, tongues, stood before the throne. Verse number 10.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried with a loud voice.
And cried with a loud voice. You cried, buddy. And I cried with a loud voice. What?
I cried with a loud voice, saying.
Saying what?
Salvation to our Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Which sitteth upon the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And unto the Lamb.
So he said that his servants were still the servants in day. Forehead is what we read, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what's number one on the agenda. Mother Z, Israel, Z, Royal. What we got to have in our forehead, Mother Z? Revelation 14, verse 1. Let's see what number one on the list. Mother Z, Revelation 14, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 14, verse number 1. What's going to be at the top of the list, Mother Z?
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount
of Yahdai Judah.
Of Yahdai Judah.
Who the words
are? Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And with him, and 144,000 having.
Hold on, he says it was 144,000. They having what?
Having killed by the name of his in their forehead.
What got to be in your forehead?
Father's
name. Got to be in your forehead, right? And we read that He was going to grab them out of every nation. Kindred and tongue, right?
Right.
Let's do a Revelation chapter 5, Sister A.B. P.B. Let's see if we can deal with that statement. Revelation 5, verse 9 and 10. Let's see what he's referring to here, Sister A.B. P.B. and C. Roy. Revelation 5, 9 and 10.
Five, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And they sang a new song.
They sang a new song, go ahead.
Saying.
Saying what?
Thou art worthy.
You are worthy, go ahead.
To take the book.
Go ahead.
And to open the seal thereof.
Mm-hmm.
For you were slain.
For you were slain.
And have redeemed us.
He said, now you redeemed who?
Us.
You redeemed us. Go ahead. Yeah.
To Yahweh by your blood.
Go ahead.
Out of every kindred
mm-hmm.
and tongue and people and nation.
He said, you redeemed us
yeah.
out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we get deal with that mother G of Israel. Run to the book of Luke right quick. He said, you redeemed us. Let's see if we put a name on the us here. Mother G of Israel, the seed royal. The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Let's read down to 75. Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to 75. Mother G of Israel, the seed royal. Verse 68 to 75. Book of Luke chapter 1, 68 to 75. So he said you redeemed us, right?
Yes.
Let's see if we can get some understanding.
Okay. Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 68.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed be Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel.
Uh-huh.
For he has visited and redeemed his people.
So he visited and he redeemed. He said his people now, right?
Yes.
Let's see if we can get a line on who was his people, Mother Z. Who was his people in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse number 6. Who was his people, Mother Z, Israel? Matthew 2, verse number 6. Let's see if we can get a line on his people. As he said, he redeemed his people. Let's see who is in this redemption. Mother of the Israel of E. Roger. Matthew 2, verse number 6. So Matthew 2, verse number 6.
Matthew chapter
2,
verse
6. Mm-hmm. Matthew 2, verse 6.
Matthew 2,
verse number
6. Matthew chapter 2. Verse
6. Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And thus.
And thou. And you, Bethlehem.
And you, Bethlehem, in land of Yahda Judah.
In the land of Yahda Judah. What about?
Are not the least among the princes of Yahda Judah.
Go ahead.
Out
of you.
For out of you shall come a government.
A governor.
A governor.
That what?
That shall rule my people Israel.
Now that one hard to do, right? So his people is Israel, right?
That's right.
So when we go back to 68, Mother D.F. Israel, let's see how you're going to handle it. Luke 1, verse 68, let's see how you handle that statement there, Mother D.F. Israel.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Mm-hmm. Blessed be Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel.
Uh-huh.
For he has visited and redeemed his people Israel.
Yeah.
69.
Uh-huh.
And has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the family of his servant David.
David came out of Yahda Judah, right? Verse number 7.
70.
Mm-hmm.
As he spake
by the mouth of his righteous seers, which has been since the world began.
Verse 71, that what?
That we should be saved from our enemies,
mm-hmm.
and from the hands of all that hate us.
That's all the 17 other nations, right?
Yes.
That's why I got to put a whooping on them, ain't that right?
That's right.
Verse 72.
To perform the mercy promised to our Father,
mm-hmm.
and to remember his righteous covenant.
So he said this thing was promised to our Father. And he remembered the righteous covenant, right?
Yes.
Verse 73.
The oath which he sware unto our father Abraham.
Go ahead, read on.
74.
Mm-hmm.
That he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemy, might serve him without
We know Israel, we still in the hand of our enemy, right? Verse 75. Yes, ma'am.
And righteousness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives.
But we understand that the one that he's going to grab out of every nation, tongue, and people got a name, right? And like the sea of his crying out at night. And name Israel is very important, don't you think?
Hallelujah. Well, I got something. Run back to that Revelation 7, verse 9. Now, for the sixth anointed council, we got to be clear. We got to know how to, how when this verse is read, how to let it be read, and watch them bump their garment and deliver them up.
Revelation
7, verse 9. Marty Eaton, have me Amos 9, verse 9 waiting on me. Mother of Zeus, have me Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Mother of Israel, have me Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 27 and 30. 2, we got to be clear. When they drop this verse down on you, they're going to say, see that, see that? Revelation 7, 9, bring it.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number.
Yes.
Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb.
See that? So if you hear that? All nations. See that? See that? See that? See, y'all be talking that racist stuff. All nations. Everybody got opportunity to deal with this. All nations. See, they gonna throw it on you, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, how we gonna come up on it? Let's read. Come on, Marie. Let's bring it out. How we gonna let them bump the guards and take down? Remember, all nations, that means everybody, right? Each and everybody, right?
Right.
Let's see what it means. Amos 9:9, bring it.
For lo, I will command.
Yes.
I will scepter the family of Israel among all nations.
Is he going to do what?
Scepter.
Oh, he's going to scepter Israel among what?
All nations.
All nations.
Yeah.
So he jumped down that 9, verse 7, let him have it.
That's
but
right.
Now break it down. Because Israel is scattered where? In all nations.
Yeah.
Amos 9:9 again, bring it.
Book of Amos chapter 9, verse 9. The Lord, I will command, and I will scepter the family of Israel among all nations.
So who gonna be around? Who gonna be among all nations?
Israel.
Come on, that mother Z. Revelation 5, verse 9.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof."
Yeah.
For thus were
you were slain.
For you were slain and has redeemed us to Yahweh
by your
blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
So you see, we going to redeem you out of every kingdom and nation and tongue.
Because
you will be speaking English, Japanese, Chinese, everything.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Come on out, folks. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1, 27 and 30. Bring it.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1.
So you haven't had that verse, but then you go to work on them.
That's right.
With some fringes on.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, listen, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, Lord Yahweh, of your fathers gave unto to you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations.
Yes.
And you shall be left few in number.
Yes.
Among the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Yahweh shall lead you.
So who will be among the nations?
Israel.
Go ahead. Verse 30.
Verse 30. When thou art in tribulation.
So who will be in tribulation?
Israel.
Go ahead.
And all those things are come upon you.
Yeah.
Even in the latter days.
Yeah.
If you turn to Yahweh, your Yahweh,
yeah,
and shall be obedient,
yeah,
to his voice.
Go ahead.
31.
That's it. Come on, ABFP, back to Nehemiah chapter 1. Nehemiah chapter 1 and pick up verse 6. 6 and take it down to verse 9. And over back to Brother Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Nehemiah chapter 1, 6 through 9. Listen good. Come on, ABFB. Nehemiah chapter 1. Come on, ABFB. Oh, Nehemiah chapter 1, 6 through 9. Bring it. Remember one thing. When they go there 9 7, they're going to go there and try to TL is about everybody, all nations. But remember, you scattered in all nations, especially Yahweh God Judah.
That's right.
And you got to have these verses. Come on, get that Nehemiah in there.
Right, that's it.
Somebody help out. Somebody help out. Pack that book. 1, 6 through 9.
Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Listen good.
Verse 6. Said,
what'd you read? No, you ain't read no Nehemiah 1.
Nehemiah
1, 6 through 9. Start off there, Mother E. Bring it on. Start it for.
Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 6.
Yeah.
Let thy ear now be attentive.
Yeah.
And thine eyes were open.
Right.
That thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant.
Yeah.
Which I pray before thee.
Okay, listen.
Day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel.
That's big talk, so your prayer will be about Israel. Mm-hmm. Tell Israel, confess your sins, Israel,
yes,
come on.
Which we have sinned,
yes,
against thee, both I and my father's house.
Great.
Corruptly,
we better corruptly. Go ahead.
Against thee.
Right.
And have not kept the Torah instruction.
That's right.
Nor the statute.
No.
Nor the judgments which thou commanded thy servant Moses.
Right.
Verse 8. Remember, I beseech thee the word that thou commanded thy servant Moses said,
what?
If you transgress,
you right,
I will scatter you abroad.
You hear man say, if you transgress, I'm going to scatter you, Israel.
Among the nations.
Oh, so that's who scattered among the nations, really?
Yeah.
Verse 9.
What?
But if you turn unto me.
Uh-huh, and do what?
And keep my Torah instructions.
Go ahead.
And do them.
And do what?
Do them.
Really?
So there were of you. Though there were of you cast out unto the utmost parts of the heaven.
Yeah.
Yet will I gather them.
I will gather them. Yeah.
And will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name.
So you see, there's open for you. Now go to 14 verse 12 of Revelation. and Mother D.F. Israel, Mother Z, had me that Revelation chapter, 12, verse 17, and then over to Brother Yahshua.
We are more than conquerors.
But we more than conquerors.
Through him that loved us.
Yes.
38.
Read. Read them down. And the ABFP, they have me that Hebrews chapter 10, 35 through 39, and that's it for me.
38. For I am persuaded.
See, you got to be persuaded too.
That neither death.
Don't let death.
Nor life.
Life.
Nor ministering spirits.
Right.
Nor principality.
Right.
Nor power.
Right.
Nor things present.
Don't let things present.
Nor things to come.
Mm-hmm.
39.
Yes.
Neither height nor depth.
Right.
Nor any other creature.
Right.
Shall be able to separate us
from what?
From the love of Yahweh the Father, mm-hmm. which is in Yahweh the Son.
Don't let nothing get, I'm telling you, family members can be, they can be a burden on you, but you got to remember what these scriptures are saying. That's a test. Don't let nothing deliver you up. Now, come on in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. We could close our head. Come on, Hebrews. 35 and 39. Look at the man saying now. Listen good.
Hebrews. Alluded for Hebrews. Chapter 10. Verse 35 through 39.
Listen good.
Verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
That's right.
Which have great recompense of reward.
See, great reward if you don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated. Go ahead.
Verse 36.
Why the chance you got to have?
Well, you have need of patience.
You got to have patience.
That after you have done the will of Yahweh,
yes.
you might receive the promise.
Yes.
Verse 34. Verse 37. For yet a little while.
A little while.
And he will, and he that shall come will come.
Oh, yeah.
And will not tarry.
That's right.